This is Al Simpson. Bill Clinton may like to call himself Elvis, great role model, but when it comes to free trade, he really is the great pretender. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, free trade is a proven winner in America. Since enactment of the U.S.-Canada Free Trade Agreement, exports have shot up 21%, creating 260,000 new jobs. And after Bush and Reagan tore down the tariff wall in Mexico, exports tripled there, generating over 300,000 new American jobs. Clinton is now trying to have it both ways on free trade, a real trade of his. Before the New Hampshire primary, Clinton supported fast-track authority to negotiate the free trade agreement. But once he thought he might lose the nomination, he turned on the old pander machine. In his pathetic, "I need your endorsement" sellout to big labor, Clinton promised to follow the lead of the protectionist Democrats in Congress. One thing's for sure, when you liberal Democrats are finished with old Bill, he sure won't waffle anymore. He'll be flattened like a pancake.
Al, there's no inconsistency in Bill Clinton's position on free trade. He supported fast-track authority for the president to negotiate more effective trade agreements with other countries. So did I. But we also recognize the special issues involved in the recent agreement with Mexico. The United States and Mexico are at very different stages of development. Numerous reports document the use of child labor in Mexican factories and the weak anti-pollution and workplace health and safety standards there. These are basic concerns, Al. Fast-track authority on free trade isn't carte blanche to ignore them. It was never intended to be a green light for the Bush administration to cater to big business greed by closing factories in the United States, dumping U.S. workers on the street, and moving south of the border to take advantage of cheap labor and fatter profits. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Those Elephants on Parade in Houston. Tune in tomorrow in the Mutual Broadcasting System.